This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. In half an hour, we have the breakfast grill. And who do we have in the hot seats today?
And true to our moniker, we are busy following the money trail. Because this morning, we're going to be talking about GST. Khoo Soo Chuang is going to be talking to Dr. Varinderjit Singh. He's the immediate past president of the Malaysian Institute of Accountants, NYB, On Kian Ming, who is the former MITI deputy minister. Now, we keep hearing these conversations about GST. Is it on? Is it off? Is it on? Is it off? I think clearly we aren't in the best fiscal position as a country. So, of course, the question is, should we reform the entire taxation system? And GST is very much part of that conversation. So today, Khoo Soo Chuang is going to weigh the pro and cons of reintroducing GST back to Malaysia in these times with our experts on this special breakfast grill panel. Do tune in. It's going to be happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin.
And moving on, we have a story here on oil, because we often look at crude oil prices as a benchmark for the price tag at the pump. If we look at the prices of Brent crude at the moment, it's still around $110 per barrel. And this is amid supply tightness resulting from the war in Ukraine and the ensuing US and EU ban on Russian oil. But another factor that goes into the rising prices of petrol and diesel is global refining capacity, which currently is not able to meet the high demand for processed oil products.
Yeah, the pandemic resulted in many refineries shutting down or reducing capacity when oil markets crashed in March 2020. The International Energy Agency said that the global refining capacity fell in 2021 for the first time in 30 years. The US, China, Russia, and Europe are all operating refineries at lower capacities than pre-pandemic. And additionally, the tight supplies of crude oil, including as a result of the bans on Russian oil, mean that some refineries are short of stock to make fuel.
So the question we're asking this morning is, what do all these developments mean for oil refiners and Asia Pacific oil refiners in particular? For analysis, we speak to Horace Chan, senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Horace, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us. So maybe you can paint the picture for us. How is the global refinery system being impacted by the tight supply of crude oil resulting from all these different factors, including the ongoing war in Ukraine and China's zero COVID policy?
Yeah, sure. In terms of the global refinery system, we see that there is a huge crunch right now. There's supply is unable to meet demand. But from a historical perspective, rarely do we see crude oil and tight refinery supply come together. So last time when this happened is 2008. But this time it would be worse than 2008, because not only we have a tightness in diesel where this happened in 2008, this time we also have a tightness in gasoline. So this energy crunch will be unique and be much worse than 2008. So if we look at the number of key reasons, Russian-Ukraine war is the most important reason here. We all know that Russia is a key crude oil exporter with 5 million barrels per day of crude oil export capacity. But we're not only talking about crude oil only. With diesel, it's also a huge export products from out of Russia and mainly exports to Europe. Mm-hmm. This time, but the key factor here is oil. Russia can reroute. They can export to India. Mm-hmm. They can export more to China. But for diesel, they cannot export to India and China anymore, because diesel, it's a net export. It's a net long in these two countries. So the trade rerouting is a bit more difficult this time around. And if you look at China, as you mentioned, China, it's a huge play here as well, because China is a net exporter as well, a huge net exporter in oil products. But the problem is they are limiting exports since the second half of 21. And they're issuing export quota to limit export because of net zero concern. The China wants to be more environmentally friendly, so try not to import too much of crude oil and process it. So these two reasons combining causing a huge refinery supply crunch right now.
So why are refiners, are they reluctant or unable to increase capacity despite this positive crack spread then?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great question, because normally when we have a huge, when we have such crack spreads, it will be In 1 year's time, we'll have a lot of supply response from global refineries wanting to expand. So demand isn't able to meet supply, so they will expand. But this time, we haven't seen this at the moment because of a net zero concern for a lot of oil refineries. And they're also struggling to meet the countries or the targets set by themselves to reduce carbon emission. Another key concern is they have this electric vehicle potentially disrupting the gasoline demand balance. So they are also struggling on this front as well. And so as a result of this, we not only see a reluctance to add supply, but actually a permanent closures by refineries. Since the COVID pandemic starts, we are estimating that there has been already 4 million barrels per day of supply being cut from global refineries. But in our view, it's not the end, and we'll see more coming despite this sky-high crack spreads.
I see. So even though if in the short term it's a pretty lucrative time to invest, in the longer term that investment might not pay off. So that's putting off refiners from investing more money in here. Can we talk about your analysis of Asian oil refineries? So I think you mentioned that for the second half of the year, they seem to be looking pretty positive, but there are still risks for them if oil prices continue on an upward trend. What are these risks?
The risk is increasingly high from what I see. It's a huge policy risk from governments, depending on which governments. But I think globally, a lot of governments are increasingly vocal about increasing oil price causing inflation. And since a lot of governments now are prioritizing curbing inflation, so this a lot of wide range of policy tools to contain inflation, and fuel price will be one of the targeted sector. So say, for example, in the US, Biden is visiting Saudi, making a lot of remarks about oil price, oil companies. They're mulling tax cuts on gasoline, but they could there be a lot more harsher tools to global refineries if global fuel prices continue to rise. And this is particularly the case for Asian, especially emerging countries, where we have a lot of policy tools that's just simply outright issuing a price ceiling on local fuel price less strict policy tools would be just a profit sharing with the governments or to limit the refining margin in the policy standpoint. So there is increasing policy risk to global refineries.
And related to policy decisions is this swelling sustainability movement, right? And more countries adopting this net zero pledge. So how does this impact, let's say, the sector valuations for Asian oil refiners?
I think from a valuation standpoint, a lot of investment communities are generally they will look to punish oil refineries if they do not have a transition plan. But the problem is here, is there's a lot of the net zero commitment by refineries nowadays. They are still unable to meet the IEA sustainability scenario. And they will have to up their investment or up their energy transition effort to achieve that. And the investment community will likely assign a sort of a discount valuation in that case, but they will also look into how they are going to transition and if that transition makes sense. So a lot of greenwashing by a lot of refineries as well. So this will be a scenario that I think it's going to be judged very differently across their individual efforts.
All right, Horace, one final question before we let you go in the minute or so that we have. What is your outlook for oil prices in the second half of this year? And what factors do you think are going to hold sway?
Yeah, I think oil price in our scenario is going to average $120 per barrel for Brent crude for the entire year. And the problem is it's going to be still very volatile, depending on a lot of factors, including the policy initiatives and how OPEC and US ramp up the supplies. Mm. And the most important thing is we are going to see a lot of seasonal factors into play with the inventory critically low at the moment. For summer, we expect there is going to be increasingly likely of a summer fuel crunch. So likely supply is going to still be short in summer, and likely heading back down a little bit into September, October. But then there will also be another crunch likely in the winter, depending on how the seasonal demand comes up. So it's going to be very volatile and depends on a lot of policy and a lot of how the inventory outlook pans out.
Horace, thanks very much for your insights. That was Horace Chan, senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us his analysis on how current conditions are impacting oil refineries in Asia Pacific and beyond. 7:47 in the morning, we're heading into some messages. And when we come back, we're going to try to make sense of Pakatan Harapan's strategy ahead of GE15. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.